KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Searching for the gunman who killed an insurance company executive Wednesday, NYPD detectives in Atlanta. Dive teams have been in a pond in New York Central Park looking for the murder weapon. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The pond is close to the spot where police found what they believe is the suspect's backpack. Sources tell ABC News it contained a jacket and Monopoly money.
What's not clear yet is what's next now that rebels have taken over Syria and President Assad has fled to Moscow, according to Russian media. About the 900 U.S. troops in northeast Syria, specifically to keep after ISIS. This from ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
ISIS is still active. So the Pentagon says the U.S. forces will remain in Syria for now, and they feel they are safe.
A man's dead after a tree was blown onto the van he was driving, and hundreds of thousands of people in Britain and Ireland are without power after high winds and heavy rain. This is ABC News. TikTok and its Chinese owner expected to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. A federal appeals court panel in Washington Friday unanimously upheld a law that could lead to a ban on the popular social media app as soon as next month. The law requires TikTok to break ties with its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned by mid-January. TikTok claimed the law violated the First Amendment and unfairly targeted the video-sharing platform. President and Mrs. Biden hosting this year's Kennedy Center honorees at the White House before attending the 47th Kennedy Center honors tonight.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. And for the final time, Jill and I are honored to represent the presidency to recognize and respect the power of the arts to literally redeem the soul of the nation.
This year's honorees are the Grateful Dead, Francis Ford Coppola, Bonnie Raitt, Arturo Sandoval, and the Apollo Theater. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a big hour on the way for you. Let's kick it off with a band who's very busy. A ton of shows coming up. We'll tell you all about them in just a couple of minutes. It's the People Brothers Band. Some older stuff first. This is KC Strut. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Now I'm eating a word. one second to stop from the time.
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Like a part of you's lying.
to tell you that you're not alone. I'd rather be by your side than realize that you're gone. I know you can't feel it right now in the midst of the dark, but if you hold on, I promise you better days are yet to come, dear. I know you've been aching, and I know, oh I know, the toll that it's taking.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music from Sistas and Brothers as the People Brothers Band and Sweet Soul. KC Strutt in front of that. That's a little bit older, from 2014.
Yeah.
From middle in between.
Middle of the in betweens.
Easy for me to say.
I was like, yeah, I was previewing a couple songs and I thought, gosh, I just haven't heard that song. I don't think I've ever heard it. So I thought, what a great way to, you know, to bring that to Max Inc. Radio today.
Absolutely. Double dip of People Brothers Band to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Rocker, they have a bunch of shows coming up.
They do, Jimmy. Right now, they're the 1221. They're going to be at the First Avenue in Minneapolis with the Big Woo. 1228, the Majestic Theater with Old Shoes and the Grasshoppers. They'll be at the Hive in Fond du Lac on the 10th of January. The 11th of January, Popcorn Tavern in La Crosse. And the 31st of January, Jimmy, this is kind of a new show that was announced. It's the Ice Dance Music Fest in Appleton. It's a 3-day event. Leftover Salmon, Armchair Boogie, Jeremiah Jams, If the Car. It's a long list.
You got to watch out for that Leftover Salmon.
Why is it? It's still good, isn't it?
As long as it's not leftover from too long ago. Turkey has that, 4-day rule or something like that? Salmon, I would imagine, has that 3-day rule.
4-day rule?
I don't know.
On turkey?
I don't know. That's just that's what the internet told me, so it must be true, right? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. We do this every Saturday night, 6 to midnight. Rocker, we still got plenty of show on the way. What's coming up?
We do, Jimmy. We have Eric Redash. He's going to be in here telling us about the Baghdad Scuba Review reunion that's going to be happening at the Atwood here in Madison. Then Stephen Neary, guitar, vocals. He's going to be in. We're going to be hearing about Steve's Creep Funk Christmas. I don't even know what that is, but we're going to find out. And then Lou Shields, Live in the Lair. We're going to hear some American storytelling, some great slide guitar.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
Then Shane Christopher Neal. He's got the Indy 45 show. And then Max Inc. After Hours, Rob Roberts. Do you know, Jimmy, how handsome Rob Roberts is?
Well, especially when he's...
He tells me every time he's in.
Especially when he's wearing the Hawaiian shirt. I mean, no one looks better than Rob Roberts in a Hawaiian shirt.
And a Max Inc. radio hat.
And a Max Inc. radio hat, yeah. I've got some music on the way from Brian McGrath Band, Iftikhar, and the German Art Students. They all have shows coming up we'll tell you about. Rocker, it was an exciting night for Mrs. K last night, and I got kind of giddy about it, too.
Friday.
I think it was last night.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, came back to TV.
And Frosty the Snowman were on TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you and the family watch?
No, we didn't get to watch, but, you know, childhood was filled with that stuff,
right? I was going to ask, are you allowed to watch that stuff?
Yeah, allowed to watch that, Jimmy. Okay. The Peanuts. I used to love the Peanuts,
loved
right?
Love the Peanuts Christmas special. That was always fun. I'm not a huge Christmas fan, but I love those old cartoons. You know, Frosty the Snowman, what are they, like wax figures where they have to change them for every frame or something like that?
Yeah, and you would plan on those, right?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze and the hot guy. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Did you watch the Christmas specials? What did you think of them? Miss them? Are you going to go back and DVR them or whatever?
No.
No,
I got them all right up in the old noggin, Jimmy.
They are something you have to watch live and then just forget about it.
I'll never forget the Abominable Snowman.
Hey, remember Maximus?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a compilation of four CDs. Well, five. One's missing. They never found it. And
some of those songs are questionable, though, Jimmy.
Oh, they're very questionable. That's the wonderful thing about Maximus.
It's like songs in a G-string or something.
Trying to find a Maximus song that I could play on the radio is very challenging.
Right.
But I got a couple. And since Frosty the Snowman was on TV last night, we'll do Frosty the Snowman from Government Zero. It has new music coming out at some point. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Frosty the Snowman with a jolly happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no, I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's going to put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out.
if what I'm saying is true. You can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some. A soft glow. Inside the lines, you see, inside the lines, yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I'll close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. We'll be right back.
a damn heart attack. Baby, it's so unnatural. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you bring to my side? Waited for a break, just pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Is it ever you wanna take me home? One thing left to do, play something like a nasty suit. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, hey, son, I dance to. Shaking her head. Praying to someone that wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want to my side, yeah. Mercedes in the parking lot. Hey. Tick-tock, baby, start to fight. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Hey. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great-grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great-grandmother. Wait for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If anybody here wanna take me home, one thing left to do, make something I can dance to. Oh, yeah. Hey, something I can dance to.
Seek on Civic Media. We are local music. Ryan McGrath Band there and plays Something I Can Dance To. That's a jam. That rocks.
I love that song.
I remember when Ryan was live in the Lair and he played that song.
That's right.
It rocked as well.
You can hear it, Jimmy.
Yeah, find the podcast right now at MaxIncRadio.com.
That's right.
Ryan McGrath, he has a show coming. Actually, he does not, but Tall Paul, you know, he's on the harmonica in the Ryan McGrath Band, and he has Tall Paul and the Naughty Cats at the Red Rooster in Madison here on December 27th. Rocker, we heard some Ithacar before that. Soft Glow, they got some shows coming up as well, too.
They've been playing all the way around the state, Jimmy, and they're still going on. 12-13, December 13th, Nashville North in Milwaukee. 12-21, they're at the Tracks in Green Bay, and on the 31st of January, they're going to be at that Ice Dance Music Fest coming up in Appleton.
That sounds interesting, the that Ice Dance Music Festival up in Appleton. I'm sure there's a Facebook event or something like that.
It's on Facebook. You can find it, Jimmy. Ice Dance Fest.
All right.
Ice Dance Music Fest.
I find it. It's up in Appleton. That's a great area of the state. Hope you're all having a great evening. Jimmy K. Rocker with you tonight, playing original local music from Wisconsin. Terry Barr is off. We got, we got Lou Shields coming up live in the Lair at 9 o'clock tonight, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Eric Redash is here in the studio. He told me he came in and ridiculed me properly. Redash.
Oh.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
From Baghdad Scuba Review. That's right, Jimmy. Yeah,
that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Rocker.
And then Stephen Neary from Steez.
Oh, yeah. That's
Creep
coming
Funk
up.
Christmas.
I'm looking forward to that, too. Fun night here in WMDX Studios. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass. There's three locations in Madison. You can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. And a brand new sponsor, Rocker, pretty cool about this. Tim Crone Photography. The e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory. It's a piece of art. Weddings, bands, motorcycles, so much more. Meet Tim at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
There was a man outside of Madison who wanted to move and had a lot to prove. He called the Aaron Weber Group at Compass, and after they helped and helped, he felt a kind of numbness because the Aaron Weber Group helped so quickly and they all had hearts two sizes too big. He had another idea, a wonderful idea. He decided to have Aaron Weber sell his old abode as well, and all because with over 240 Zillow reviews, it wouldn't be too long till he told the news of the Aaron Weber Group and Compass at movetomadison.com. You're a nice one, Mr. Weber.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fall on the water, float
but I wasn't what I thought that I'd see. And now I'm next in line for salvation. Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me?
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Bagdad Scuba Review there. That's Water. What is that, from 2007? Yeah. It's been a while there, but such a fun song. I love the harmonies in the back or at the end there, Rocker.
It's off their first album, Jimmy. I just found that out, actually.
It's a common theme tonight.
Now, riddle me this. Mm-hmm. What fits like a grievous glove? I'm waiting, Jimmy. I'll tell you. Bagdad Scuba Review. Bassist Eric Redash is a co-founder of the Madison jam band supergroup Bagdad Scuba Review. The band made a name for itself in the 2000s, forming with members of great bands at the time like Groovyless Glove, Runga Kutta, the Northern Pines, the Green Situation, and of course John Schneider on guitar and vocals. Normally on hiatus, the band comes out of the closet every so often to reunite, and Friday, December 13th at the Atwood, on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side, is the next reunion show. And here to tell us about the show is Eric Redash. Eric, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Dude, thank you for listening and properly chastising
me. Glad to be here, yeah.
Destroying your last name.
For any Redash. We like to say Weed Hash, but yeah. That's a good way to remember it.
I'll never forget it now.
Is it common, then, that people get it wrong?
Oh, all the time. They got it once right in Germany. That was it. It's a German name. It's like, how did you get that right? Oh, yeah, this is Germany.
So around the United States, just forget it. Well, tell us about the early days of Bagdad Scuba Review. What was it like to start a band with such well-respected musicians at the time? You were just telling me your first album was out in 2007, but you were around before that.
Yeah, it was... We were all in kind of established bands, but it was a time when all of us, I guess it was a perfect storm of either not playing enough with our existing bands, or the Groovyless Glove kind of hit maybe reaching its later years. There was band turmoil going on and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Oh, yes, yes. Fighting and all kinds of good stuff. But we all reunited. But yeah, back then there was some turbulent times. And this guy, John Schneider, had come to town, and he was doing an open jam, and some of us went down there, and we all hit it off. And
that was at the pizza place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the
Uno's
name?
Uno's on State
Pizza.
Street.
On yeah. State
How
Street.
Many, 20 yeah. years ago was that, or more?
Oh, probably 30 now.
Yeah, maybe even.
We're old, bro.
Lost a decade just like that. Yeah. Normally, when bands discontinue, there are personal issues, like you just said,
yeah, oh, yes.
And other people might not even be friends afterwards, but Bagdad Scuba Review, you seem to stay together like a family, and all of a sudden you're back together again. It's like nothing ever changed. Tell us about the secret sauce to your band.
Yeah, kind of a dysfunctional family, maybe, but no, we've all stayed pretty good friends over the years. Lately, we've had one of those texts going on with all the guys throwing stuff in there, and we were always into politics. That's what a lot of the songs on the first album were about. Mm-hmm. We took political stances back then during the George Bush years, and
yeah,
and
the good old days.
Yeah, yeah. we can look back on the good times. But no, we all had a lot of strong feelings about things and thought we could all change the world, and we decided to form a band and get real political. Well, not real political, but
yeah.
But yeah.
Now that you're doing just the occasional show or the reunion shows every once in a while, it has to be, the band has to get pretty excited to do that show.
Yeah, sometimes it goes a year, a little more before we play or get together, and there's some reason that comes up, and or maybe it's just someone says, hey, you haven't played in a long time, why don't you get out there? And
is everybody in Madison?
Yeah, we are.
And, yep. You know, I was going to ask, because you mentioned that you were more idealistic and political back in the George Bush days with this first album. How do you feel today? How has that aged well?
We all have our own ideas about things. We don't all go with the flow, if you will. And we still debate on end about issues. I mean, I've always been the, you know, legalized marijuana, but then I get outside into other issues too. But you know, we've all got something we bring to the table. And
are you still writing?
A little bit. John Schneider was in here a couple of weeks ago, I think, and he's really on fire right now. He's got a something burning under him, and he's generating a lot of music. And I think it's pretty exciting. It's not quite the it's a little more Americana type stuff that he's doing. It's not quite a Baghdad Scuba Review, but you know,
Ellison Bay, right? That's what it was called.
Yeah,
it was,
that's what he's calling
music
it.
That he wrote on his niece who had passed away from cancer.
Yeah, that
it was
inspired...
her wish that he make a new album.
Yeah, yeah, and he's following through. Yeah, he's working with I think a Nashville producer and all kinds of big stuff.
Wow.
But some of that will overlap into Baghdad Scuba, and some of it will just stay with John. But
now the show coming up, is this a party for your fans as well?
Oh, you
and,
know it.
You know, it's, you know you guys it. Get together, and you're a family, but what about the extended family, the fans?
Party for the people.
No, I can't tell you how exciting it is. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to this, to see old faces again and maybe some new ones. Yeah. But to see, you know, we do a lot of original music, and to see the people singing along with the songs, that's pretty flattering that they not only remember the songs, but they can sing along with them. But
remember the lyrics?
Yeah.
Remember the songs? I mean.
Yeah, we have to sometimes relearn them. Yeah. And, you know, it's been a while. And
do a practice.
We played that.
You guys have teleprompters yet on the MacBooks?
No, not yet.
December 13th at the Atwood on Atwood Avenue in Madison. What can people expect for a Baghdad Scuba Review reunion?
Well, we're not pulling out any stops. There's going to be old songs, a lot of covers, you know, some
any
brand
new stuff?
Well, yeah, there will be some brand new ones. There's a few songs that never made our albums that we've kind of dusted off and
nice,
and we're bringing back. And then we are going to be playing a couple of John's brand new ones as well. So,
awesome.
You know, you don't know what to expect. So it's going to be a full night of music. It's just Baghdad Scuba Review. And then the funny thing, it's at the Atwood, which I like to call it, you know, it'll always be Mr. Roberts to me.
Right.
You know, and we've all got a long history down there. I used to book bands down there.
Is the stage still in the same place?
The stage is in back now, which
in
is it's
okay.
It's a little more of a real stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started playing there back when the stage was up front, and we were doing the Barrymore after shows, and Bob Hansen was around, and...
Yeah.
But it'll be a great reunion, especially based on the venue.
Absolutely. It's called the Atwood now. It's on Atwood Avenue right next to
they've remodeled
right
it. It's a little nicer than it used to be. Yep. So
right across from Monty's Blue Plate Diner there on Atwood Avenue. Tickets or advance tickets, or you just pay at the door?
Just pay at the door.
Bring some cash. Tip your bartender. It'll be good. Any new music that you're going to record and release?
Well, like I said, we've got a few that haven't made it on albums yet, and we did do some recording a little bit on a new song. We'll definitely be playing that, but nothing on recordings. You know, all I can say is maybe next year after John's solo album is finished and Baghdad Scuba will get back into the studio proper, but we certainly got material for it.
Yeah, let's get a GoFundMe going, because this stuff is expensive. Hey, man, thanks for coming in tonight. It's great to see you again. Sorry for destroying your name.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
Reed Ash. I got it.
No, it makes for good humor.
Hey, we're going to play Too Bad. Remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
From 2007? What comes to mind when you hear that song title?
Well, yeah, this was the one of the few that we wrote as a band. We had kind of a lock-in where we all, you know, took a bunch of mushrooms and hung out all night and... wrote music, but this was one song that actually came out of it, and it's kind of a bleak look at first, but it's got a positive end to it. So.
Enjoy your trip, folks. Baghdad Scuba Review on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Pacific Media. We are local music. Bagdad Scuba Review there, and Too Bad. Hey, thanks to Eric for coming in today from Bagdad Scuba Review. Really appreciate it. Go out and see the reunion show that's happening December 13th here in Madison at the Atwood. That's, of course, on Atwood Avenue, right across from Monty's Blue Plate Diner, a couple doors down from the mighty Barrymore Theater. You can follow Bagdad Scuba Review, too, on the social medias. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Original local music from Wisconsin. Let's do some German art students. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Instant coffee from the German art students. You can see them at the Crystal Corner Bar on December 14th with the flavor that kills. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night. We got a double dip of Fat Function just around the corner. Right now, brand new Bing Bong. Clear blue sky. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Eyes of green and hair of red. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation.